Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an educational consultant located in North Idaho, and today is the morning of February 13th, 2015, and I have Dave LePere on the line. Good morning, Dave. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Lon. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, Dave is the executive director of Cherokee Creek Boys School in South Carolina, is it?
That's right. Clemson University.
Near Clinton University, okay. And, that sounds good. Well, what we're going to talk about today is why nature nurtures is the topic. Now, we've had this discussion for years and years and years, this debate. Is it, are people more influenced by nature or by nurture? And so this sort of brings them together. And so I'll just ask you a question straight out, and we'll drill into it a little deeper. Why nature nurtures?
Well, Lon, we think of nature being part of nurturing our boys that we work with here at the school, kind of in three main areas. One, it's really good for our brains, has a really calming effect on our brains. Two is that it teaches basic life lessons. There are lots of classroom lessons that can be had outdoors and lessons about how we grow up. And then third, in addition to mind, we also think it's really healthy for the body and soul. And so I'm hoping that today we can talk about, hit on each of those three a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a good structure to go through. So the first one, and I always think when you're saying that, I was thinking, okay, a walk in the woods is therapeutic. Just people have always known that. Could you elaborate on that, on your point number one?
Sure. There's several brain studies and scans that have been completed that show just being out of doors, our brains enter into a more normal and natural state. A lot of our lives we spend being overstimulated, and certainly technology and screens, electronic screens, have an impact on our brain that makes it look more like an ADHD brain, mm-hmm. where certain parts of it are really firing off, the visual cortex is really overstimulated, and it ends up limiting kind of what's going on in the frontal part of our brain.
And that's just living a normal life in a normal society?
Yeah, if we're on our smartphones all the time and working on the computer, sending emails back and forth, and then going home and watching TV, we can end up being overstimulated for most of the day, or almost all of the day. Mm-hmm. And what they found, and what we also know by just experience and common sense, when you go outdoors, put the phone in your pocket, the brain returns to a more natural state, that rather than parts of it being overstimulated and parts of it understimulated, that there's a much more regulated stimulation across, even stimulation across the brain, and it has a calming effect.
Okay, well, to the listeners, you can do this at home. Go out in the backyard, go for a walk in the woods, and you get a lot of those benefits. And I think we all intuitively know that. So what was the second benefit?
Well, we think that, or we know that it really teaches basic life lessons. So there's this thought that we all have about how interconnected every person is and every part of our environment is. And actually being out in nature, those connections are really easy to see. So we like to bring people out, not just in the classroom, but just to be outside. And there's also this really neat thing we like, especially at my school, where we're talking about growing up and maturing all the time, is that in nature, you always see this lesson that in order for growth to happen, things go through a natural cycle of dying and then rebirthing again. And you can follow that through the seasons or through the life cycle of animals or insects and all kinds of fun things. So there's these real basic life lessons that are really obvious in nature, really easy for kids and adults to pick up. And when you're outdoors, you end up being able to problem solve. It supports your imagination. It makes it a lot easier to reflect and be thoughtful.
Okay, well, yeah, that's something that is very obvious that I can feel. And as a comparison to our main society, where we tend to be, and most people, at least in the cities, surrounded by concrete and buildings, and they never see any of those cycles. Or the cycles is the
sure.
the cycle of a traffic light or the traffic or things like that. It's not nature. It's something artificial.
And that pace is slower outdoors. Mm-hmm. And again, that will help support our calming effect on our brains, us not having to be so anxious and on edge all the time, too.
Okay. Now, and then the third point you mentioned.
Well, you alluded to it just now. I have in my mind that we can become modern-day cave dwellers, right? If we're not careful, you can go from your office to your car to your house without really ever being outside. Mm-hmm. For maybe more than 20 or 30 seconds. And being outdoors is great for our soul and for our body. It's a restorative place. You know, there are many great examples in the face of the world of prophets going into the wilderness to gain clarity, mm-hmm. and gain power, and we certainly can feel that even just taking a few minutes outside to contemplate and reflect on where you're at and what's going on around you.
Well, I could relate to that living in North Idaho, and I presume you're in a rural area and something similar, but I know I would moved here from a city. I've been living in a city, and the weather was an inconvenience at most. Partly, you know, if you had to be rained when you get in the car and go from the car to your office. When we came up here and moved to North Idaho, we have 6 acres in a rural area, and it became more important. What are we going to do with our day? Well, let's check the weather. And it wasn't an inconvenience. It's very important. And then if you get an Arctic freeze coming in or some storm coming in, we have to deal with it ourselves. We're not in a, you know, apartment building like some people are, and the management takes care of that. So I can really see what you're talking about. And I saw the shift when I moved from a city, medium-sized city, into a small community.
Sure. And one of the, you know, what can you do about it? You know, one of the main things you can do is, even if you live in a city, is look for ways you can engage in nature and time outdoors in the city. You know, are there parks nearby? How's your workplace designed? There's an interesting study done a few years ago, and they found that if you have an office with a window that looks at plants and green things, like overlooked a park or even at a few trees, versus a window that looked at another building or something more man-made, the people who had the green to look at were more productive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense.
And generally happier. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me how you pull this nature thing into your curriculum at Cherokee Boys Creek.
Sure. Well, we make sure we spend time outside every day, and some of that time is structured with a purpose, like when we go out with a class, a science class, or a biology class to actually study and intentionally work. But we also make sure we have time just to be outdoors. And for a lot of our guys, that means they're just playing, mm-hmm. using imagination, or even just playing basketball, or running around playing capture the flag. We think both kinds of time is really important. So we do that. And we also get our staff members, our teachers, and our counselors outdoors with them, and so we're playing together, and we're also soaking up some of that vitamin D, and we're not in front of our email all 8 hours of the day.
Leave the cell phones at home, right?
That's right. And yeah, you're rural, we're rural too. We cell phones don't even work on our campus. It's a real blessing.
Is it? We finally got, so we got a good signal here, but for quite a while we didn't. But it's still, it's. I'll leave it home. I can resist the temptation for the cell phone still. I can have a cell phone in my pocket and not look at it for a whole hour in the woods or something like that.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Well, tell me a little bit about Cherokee Creek Boys School. You deal with basically preteens, I understand. How would somebody get a hold of you, find out more of what you do for struggling kids, and how to get hold of you, you know, website and phone number?
Sure. Our website is CherokeeCreek.net, and if you don't want to write that down, you can just Google Cherokee Creek Boys School. It will come right up. And we hear that our website does a good job of explaining what it's like here on campus and what it feels like, what our kids feel like and all that. And we also love phone calls. We're people. So our telephone number is 864-647-1885. And they can ask for me or really any of our staff members. We'll be able to help them out.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you, David. This is Lon Woodbury. I've been talking with David LePure, the Executive Director of Cherokee Creek Boys School in South Carolina. And the topic has been Why Nature Nurtures. Very interesting. Maybe we can revisit and spend some more time on this topic. But thank you very much, David.
Thank you very much, Lon.